floor today to ask my Republican colleagues a question. Do you have any idea what year it is? Did you fall down, hit your head, and think you woke up in the 1950s or the 1890s? Should we call for a doctor? Because I simply cannot believe that in the year 2015, the United States Senate would be spending its time trying to defund women's health care centers. You know, on second thought, maybe I shouldn't be that surprised. The Republicans have had a plan for years to strip away women's rights to make choices over our own bodies. Just look at the recent facts. In 2013, Republicans threatened to shut down the government unless they could change the law to let employers deny women access to birth control. In March of this year, Republicans held up a non-controversial bipartisan bill to stop human trafficking. Why? Because they demanded new anti-abortion restrictions to cover private funding meant to help the victims of human trafficking. In June, House Republicans passed a budget eliminating funding for the Title X Family Planning Program, the only federal grant program that provides birth control, HIV tests, STD screening, and other preventive services for poor and uninsured people. Over the past few years, Republicans have voted to repeal the Affordable Care Act more than 50 times, including the portions that require insurers to cover contraception. And let's be clear, it's not just Congress. Over the past 5 years, Republican state legislators have passed nearly 300 new restrictions on abortion access. This year alone, Republican state legislators have passed more than 50 new restrictions on women's access to legal health care. So, Mr. President, Madam President, let's be really clear about something. The Republican scheme to defund Planned Parenthood is not some sort of surprised response to a highly edited video. Nope, the Republican vote to defund Planned Parenthood is just one more piece of a deliberate, methodical, orchestrated right-wing attack on women's rights. And I'm sick and tired of it. Women everywhere are sick and tired of it. The American people are sick and tired of it. Scheduling this vote during the week of a big Fox News presidential primary debate, days before candidates take trips to Iowa or New Hampshire, isn't just some clever gimmick. This is an all-out effort to build support to take away a woman's right to control her own body and access to medical care she may need. Now, this affects all of us, whatever your age, wherever you live. I guarantee that you know someone who has used Planned Parenthood health centers. No one may mention it at Thanksgiving dinner or post it on Facebook for the whole world to know, but just look at the facts. One in five women in America is a Planned Parenthood patient at least once in her life. Every single year, nearly 2.7 million women and men show up for help at Planned Parenthood. Why do so many people use Planned Parenthood? Because they're nonprofit and they're open. More than half of Planned Parenthood centers are located in areas without ready access to health care. You know, women who can't get appointments anywhere else go to Planned Parenthood for pap tests and cancer screening. Couples go to Planned Parenthood for STD treatments or pregnancy tests. Young people go to Planned Parenthood for birth control. And yes, 3% of patients visit Planned Parenthood for a safe and legal abortion with a doctor who will show compassion and care for a woman who is making one of the most difficult decisions of her entire life. But just to be clear, even though the abortions performed at Planned Parenthood are safe and legal, the federal government is not paying for any of them. Not one dime. For almost 40 years, the federal government has prohibited federal funding for abortions, except in the case of rape, incest, or life endangerment. Most of the money Planned Parenthood receives from the government comes in the form of Medicaid patients for medical care provided to low-income patients, the same payments that any other doctor or clinic receives for providing cancer screenings or other medical exams. The rest of Planned Parenthood's federal funding comes from Title X that provides birth control to low-income and uninsured people, the same program the House Republicans voted to cut in June. The government doesn't fund abortions, period. A vote today to defund Planned Parenthood is not a vote to defund abortions. It's a vote to defund cancer screenings and birth control and basic health care for millions of women. I want to say to my Republican colleagues, the year is 2015, not 1955 and not 1895. Women have lived through a world where backward-looking ideologues tried to interfere with the basic health decisions made by a woman and her doctor. And we are not going back, not now, not ever. The Republican plan to defund Planned Parenthood is a Republican plan to defund women's health care. For my daughter, for my granddaughters, for people all across Massachusetts and all across this country, I stand with Planned Parenthood, and I hope my colleagues will do the same. Thank you, Madam President. I yield.
Whoa. Mic drop. That's crazy. Are you guys mad? I'm mad as hell about this Planned Parenthood thing. This is Cindy Gomez-Shemp.
And this is Duke Gomez-Shemp.
And you're listening to KPPPLP-FM, broadcasting online through 365 Live. And soon you can find us on your radio dial at FM 88.1, adding local color to your airwaves. Today, we are talking about Planned Parenthood. You just heard Elizabeth Warren, the senator from Massachusetts, and she smacked the GOP down. What a slam.
She did. Boy, she really laid it out there, too. I think she put the whole issue into perspective. That's one of the best speeches I've heard in a long time about abortion rights, about choice, and about the issue of today.
It is. Sadly, I don't think a lot of people that need to hear it have heard it. I've seen people on... and. By the way, I'm just going to share this right now with folks. I'm Catholic. You also are Catholic, correct?
Yes, I am. I am Catholic.
We're both Catholics. And so we understand the angst and the fear and the issues that people have with abortion because it's part of the Catholic doctrine, right?
It's part of the Catholic doctrine, but it's also part of a discussion we've been having for years, and especially since 1971 when the Roe v. Wade decision went through the Supreme Courts. It's been very politicized since that time, so it's really taken a different flair and in our lives as people to really look at abortion as not a medical procedure, as a political procedure.
Yes, very political. In fact... it has been bantied around on local shock jocks have taken this issue of the Planned Parenthood video. And have you heard about this video, Duke?
Yeah, I sure have. I actually haven't watched it, but I saw when it came out, and I also saw commentary about how it was highly edited. And also, I guess I did hear parts of it, and I relate back to my own experience, and I'll comment on that during the show. But yes, I am very aware of it.
Yeah, that we're going to talk about that video, that little munchkin. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the way in which this issue has been conflated by conservatives on the right as being a scandal that we are not as concerned about the chop shopping Planned Parenthood as we are about the death of Cecil the Lion.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Which What do you call that thing?
The Cecil the Lion thing? The Cecil?
No, the way that the shock jocks are using it.
Oh, it's just fodder. It's a way to make up something to make much ado about nothing, and to publicize something just to attack again, just to have a political position to attack from.
Somebody actually complained to me online recently that what I was doing by saying that it's upsetting. We talked about this on a previous show about Black Lives Matter.
Oh yeah, about Cecil the Lion. Yes,
and we talked about Black Lives Matter, and I talked about how people in social media were complaining about how painful it was that in America, people can come together around an African lion, but not around the deaths of African Americans. And I was told by someone online that what I was doing was similar to what these shock jocks, local shock jocks, were doing, what the conservative right is doing. And it's not just the local media, although they do sound sometimes like an echo chamber for Fox News.
Oh, yeah. they tend to do that. I think it's their rise to stardom.
Yeah, maybe if they just sound just like Bill O'Reilly, maybe they're going to make it big, you know?
Ed Schultz went national and he came from Fargo.
Yes, that's true. That's very true. But, you know, we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about contraception for women in America and the history of what women have had to fight through to get those rights. It's a sad day when we have to even have a conversation about the defunding of Planned Parenthood, which is what the GOP is trying to do. It's almost like this conservative group that went after Planned Parenthood, that has been trying to go after Planned Parenthood to have something that they can put on the end of a stake and show people, look at the horror, so that people in Congress can go in and have an excuse. Hey, now can we take away women's reproductive rights? Is it time now? Can we do it now?
And it's a lot quicker than going through the courts, you know, for them just to pass laws.
Exactly, because they cannot overturn Roe v. Wade.
No.
And boy, they have tried everything.
Well, they've tried all sorts of restrictions, and I'm actually very proud of people who have taken on putting their life into women's health, because the hospitals and the clinics have avoided that terribly since the early 70s. And so these clinics have had to spring up and really be community-oriented, and they've been able to survive many of these challenges in Supreme Courts and actually do what's being asked of them through Congress.
And you know what the thing that really ticks me off the most? Because I'm mad as hell about this. I have a uterus. Thank you.
And I should be mad as hell about this. I don't have a uterus, but I really need to care about women and women's health.
All men should, right? Are you a feminist?
I am a feminist.
Are you a proud feminist?
I am very proud to support women, support women's rights, and to really focus on women in our culture, because...
Are you a woman lover?
I am a woman lover. I definitely am. I was born from a woman. She's called my mother.
That's right. I think everybody is. Yeah. Every single human. Mm-hmm. And you know what? We're going to talk about all of this, but we want to know what you think. Leave us your comments, questions, topic ideas. You can leave us a message at 701-566-0917. You can tweet us at @media_PPP. Email us at cindy@kpppfm.com or duke@kpppfm.com. Now, I mentioned that we talked previously about the Black Lives Matter movement. We also did our last podcast was our first online broadcast and first live online broadcast.
Yep, on 365live.com.
Exactamundo. And it was about immigration and Donald Trump and the racist history of immigration policy. And you can listen to that on our website.
Yep, you can go to kpppfm.com and click on Live and On the Air. That way you can see if we're live and on the air. And also, all of our podcasts are listed on that page. And also, there's a link on our page that says podcasts, so all the podcasts are banked there. So we're doing shows every day. And we're planning to go live on the radio every day. And then we're planning on going live on the airways every day. But all the things we do are going to be putting on our webpage at kpppfm.com.
Fantastic. And We invite folks from the community to send us programming that they would like to hear on KPPP LPFM. To do that, you have to reach us via email or telephone at the number and emails that we gave before. You can also find us on Facebook at the People's Press Project. And if you know someone that is looking for a place to share their content, their music, you have a program idea, we want to hear from you. This is a community radio station, and we are looking to give voice to the most underrepresented people in media, people of color, primarily those who have been ignored in media, like women, the LGBTA community, the homeless, the poor, and all of those that are traditionally disenfranchised in other media platforms.
And we'll work with you to help you produce your programming. And we have many hours of the day. We're only broadcasting a couple, but there's 24 hours in a day, folks.
That's right. And now back to today's topic, Planned Parenthood, specifically the videotape. They're calling it a chop shop. Planned Parenthood is a chop shop for baby parts.
I see.
Now, you had mentioned something to me about fetal tissue earlier. Why are people flipping out about the fetal tissue thing? Because I heard about this before, too. Is it just that people don't know what Planned Parenthood does or what abortions are?
Well, I don't think people really understand abortions because, one, it is a legal medical procedure.
It's legal?
Yes, it is legal. It was legalized through the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court case.
How long ago was that, Duke?
1971, when Nixon.
Oh, my. That was
Nixon
when I was
president.
Born.
And what happened in this community, there was no abortion clinics in this area, and there was some women who were doing kind of a reproductive resources, and they could call in. They could call in to find out where they could go for women's health. You see, women's health is more than abortion. As Senator Warren talked about, what Planned Parenthood does is a lot more than abortions. In fact, only a small percent of their services are actually focused on abortion. So
what other things happen in a woman's body that they would need?
Well, you have uteruses, you know, there's all women's bodies are complicated. You're creators of life, you know, you're much different than the male body. But men also go to Planned Parenthood too, because it's about sexual health. Yes.
This is going to affect men. If defunding Planned Parenthood could affect men,
it definitely does with contraception.
Listen up, gentlemen. Yes. This is for you.
Yeah. Well, you know, men tend to not to think about their own contraception. It's up to the women. And Planned Parenthood serves both men and women. Now, with the fetal tissue, I did some work with the local abortion clinics over the years, mainly as a construction worker, a painter, a door hanger, different things that I would do for the clinics. But I got to know their processes and got to know what they did. And I was always curious what happens. You know, the abortion procedure, the curative suction procedure, is quite brutal. I can't even imagine. I don't have a uterus. I don't know what it feels like. I can only try to imagine, but I really physically can't. However, I thought about what happens to the fetal tissue. And they just don't incinerate it there. They would have to pack it up and send it off to different labs. Now, if you remember a number of years ago, there was a whole stem cell.
Oh, yeah.
Politicized stem cell debate because aborted fetuses were being used for stem cells.
Mm-hmm. And didn't they have like that Fox character that he got Parkinson's, something about.
Oh, yeah.
They were using research into that to help people with Parkinson's, and he was one of the advocates for stem cell research.
Oh, definitely. Michael J. Fox. Yes,
yeah.
He was. He was, because it was something that could help him and other people, because a disease is degenerative. Yes. And what happened is there was a compromise because of what Congress is going to do is just outlaw stem cell research. And they came to a compromise dealing with using fetal tissue and other means of getting stem cells from animals and other sorts of creations. And that whole debate died down after that. And it's been gone for a long time until recently with the Planned Parenthood, with, you know, this video that was actually chopped.
You know what it is? Here's what it is. People we're hardwired to love babies.
Yes.
And also puppies and kitties, baby animals, baby things. Why? We are hardwired, like physically, we're hardwired chemically and neurally to respond to the size of the baby's head and the shape of their eyes and to care and want to nurture them. It's a survival mechanism.
Yeah, babies are very vulnerable when they're born. We're not like a deer where we hop up and start running around.
But human babies especially.
That's what I mean. Human babies are very vulnerable.
They're the most vulnerable of all of the mammals, and actually, when they're born. And other animals that are born, they're like, they just start running or swimming, you know?
Running or swimming or jumping around. And, you know, in our history as human beings, if you know, I have an anthropology degree, so I studied some sort of human behavior and past human behaviors and the development of humans. With the infant, it was a lot of protection that would have to happen, and the adults would have to spend time protecting that baby. And so part of that emotional response is the love and the cuteness and the actual emotional, visceral response we have to babies.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that these conservatives whose agenda it is, as Elizabeth Warren said in her smackdown of Republicans, is that their agenda is really to take away women's reproductive rights. They just want to stop women from being able to control when they have babies, even when they're raped.
Yeah.
Because we have people like Donald Trump who say marital rape doesn't even exist. Meaning if you rape your wife, that's okay.
It's not okay. Definitely not okay.
That's what the GOP says to women. They say, we don't care about what happens with the fetus when it's born. We're going to defund early education funding. We're going to defund medical care. We're going to defund programs that help feed the poor. But we got to save that fetus.
Yeah. And that's been part of it. It's been part of determining when life begins. Does life begin at conception? And that's with the Catholic doctrine. They talk about life beginning at conception. In the whole political debate around abortion, the court cases have been focused on trying to prove that a fetus is a human being at conception. And that's what all the debate has been around. But from the pro-choice women's reproductive health perspective, is women are in control of their own bodies and have a choice in what happens in their bodies.
You know what, though? I don't care about the debate. I care about the actual living people, the women, yes, and the children that have to deal with starvation, with war, with homelessness, with mental health issues, with a lack of affordable housing, a lack of affordable health care. A third of our children in this country, nearly, most of them people of color, living in poverty. One out of seven black children in this country having a parent in the mass incarceration system of America. But we don't care about any of that. We don't care about systemic racism that kills a black person every 28 hours, but we got to get rid of the Planned Parenthood. And it makes me angry because of this. It makes me angry because most of the people, and folks, I love me some conservatives. My father-in-law is a Republican, and I love that man.
Oh, yeah.
He is one of the smartest people I know. He really is.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I talk to him, I learn something. But the thing about this problem, and you know what? I'm going to tell you all something else. My father is a conservative. Now, my father's a Mexican, so he does not vote for racists. Draw your own conclusions, yep, folks. But I will say this. We're Catholics. Mexicans are Catholics. And we believe in the sanctity of life. Yes, we believe in the sanctity of life. But you know what the hypocrisy is? That these same Republican people that believe in the sanctity of life only seem to care about the sanctity of life when it's still inside the uterus once it's born. Once it's born, you see. Then it has no value anymore in as much as they can draw out of that life before they take it somewhere else. Because It seems to me that we don't have any problem warmongering all over the planet.
That's true.
And killing hundreds of thousands of children. Children.
Mm-hmm.
And pregnant women.
Yes.
You think that when we're bombing towns in Fallujah and we're killing people, and you think there are no pregnant women that are being killed? Hell yes, there is. Probably lots of them.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care about those because those people don't matter, see?
So it's total hypocrisy.
It
total
is. Hypocrisy. It is. And it's all based on lies.
Mm-hmm.
Lies, half-truths. They want to get to your soft place, folks. They want to turn that, oh, the babies. It's a distraction. Because let me tell you about all the other people you will be hurting to save the babies, okay? The fetuses, who are not alive yet, by the way. They're fetuses. I understand what people are talking about when they say they have a deep held belief for the sanctity of life at conception. I understand you folks.
Yeah, you've had children from conception to life.
Right. By the way, I was seriously considering what my options were when I got pregnant because I didn't know how it would impact my future education when I got pregnant in my second year of college. And I, of course, decided I would keep my child. But you know what? That is not an easy decision. It is not a decision any couple or any mother makes lightly, the decision to have an abortion. The country where my parents come from, Mexico, it's illegal to have abortions there. Women die and women get sick all the time because they can't get a safe legal abortion. In this country, it's legal. Did we mention that?
Yes, we did. 1971, Roe v. Wade, Supreme Court decision.
Right. So, I want to go through some facts because I think that a lot of this is based on sheer ignorance of what Planned Parenthood is and what Planned Parenthood does and what abortions are. So, we're just going to edumacate some folks. Everybody listen up.
I'm listening.
This is Cindy Gomez-Shemp.
And this is Duke Gomez-Shemp.
You are listening to KPPPLPFM. We are broadcasting online through 365 Live. Soon we'll be on your airwaves at FM 88.1, adding local color to your airwaves. You can send us your comments, questions, topic ideas to 701-566-0917, or you can tweet us at media_PPP. You can also email us at cindy@kppfm.com or duke@kppfm.com. Today's topic is Planned Parenthood. Here are some facts, folks. You can find the link to the CNN article online that I am quoting a lot of this from on our website.
Yes, at kppfm.com. Go to the podcast link where the podcast will be listed, and we'll have this specific podcast, and then below it, we'll put the links so you can actually check the sources that we're talking about.
Okay. Very quickly, let's go through some of these things. People need to know this information. Planned Parenthood does receive $500 million in federal funding, and they're trying to defund this money from Planned Parenthood. Though, none of that money can legally be spent toward abortion services. No federal funding goes toward abortions, folks.
And it hasn't happened for the past 40 years.
Get that through your heads. Please, I'm sick and tired of reading comments on stories about Planned Parenthood that say, if you want to have an abortion, then you pay for it your damn selves. It's so ignorant. They don't have to pay for it themselves. I mean, they do have to pay for it themselves, or they have to pay for it through private funding.
Yeah.
It's privately funded. No federal funding goes to abortions. But if Planned Parenthood is defunded, then that would prevent about 2.7 million women from getting health services through Planned Parenthood. There's a lot of P's in today's shows, isn't
there? Yes, there is. There's a lot of P's. KPPP.
LPFM.
LPFM. Planned Parenthood.
And we are with the People's Press Project Organization.
And our last names are Gomez Shemp.
Yeah, and there's two P's at the end of that.
That's right.
Oh my God, the P's are following us. Planned Parenthood has also asked National Institute of Health Director Dr. Francis Collins to create an independent panel to review the techniques and the risks and the benefits of fetal tissue research. In addition to that, folks should know that Planned Parenthood is they claim to be the largest provider of reproductive health services in the United States. They gave services to 2.7 million patients in 2013 alone. There are 700 clinics, health centers, scattered across the United States, including some standalone clinics and satellite offices, and they offer a wide variety of services. It's not just a place to get contraception and abortions. Most folks don't know this.
In fact, a lot of folks in Fargo-Moorhead probably don't even know that we have a Planned Parenthood in Moorhead. And you know what they don't provide?
Oh, women do. Women do.
Yeah. Know what they don't provide? They don't provide abortions. They don't do abortions at Planned Parenthood here. They provide all these other services.
Some of the Planned Parenthood clinics and satellite offices do not provide anything but health services. They don't provide abortions. That's it. That's all they do.
Yep.
Health services. For women, a lot of at the time. Now, Planned Parenthood is an organization that they're talking about trying to defund. We're going to take a musical break. I want to hear from you guys what you guys think. We will come back and talk about what the services that they provide at Planned Parenthood are in detail. You are listening to KPPP LPFM, broadcasting online through 365 Live, and soon to be found on your radio dial at FM 88.1, adding local color to your airwaves. We want to hear your comments and your questions. This is Tracy Chapman, New Beginning, live in Paris, 98.
Time to start all over. Make a new beginning.
we're back. You just heard Tracy Chapman, New Beginning, live in Paris 98. And this is KPPP LPFM. You're listening to Cindy Gomez-Shemp.
And Duke Gomez-Shemp.
And today's topic is Planned Parenthood. In the first half of our podcast, we discussed Planned Parenthood services, federal funding, and we're going to give folks the facts. So to continue, I'm going to cover some of the Planned Parenthood services that there are. One of their services is abortion. This is the one that people freak out about the most. So let me just tell you folks that of all of the things that Planned Parenthood does, and by the way, some of the clinics don't even do abortions, like the one in Moorhead.
Yes.
They just provide health services. Mm-hmm. That's it. But only 3% of the services that it provides are abortions. That's it. 3%. 653 abortions were performed in 2013. Now, sexual education. They also provide education to 1.5 million people each year in prevention of pregnancies and in birth control. Planned Parenthood also estimates that about 500,000+ unintended pregnancies occur every year. 500,000 or more unintended pregnancies happen every year.
So they're really focused on preventing an unplanned pregnancy, which is the whole crux of the issue. There would not be abortion needed if there were pregnancies planned. And Planned Parenthood, in its name, is talking about parenting. They're not anti-children. Many of the women and men who work for Planned Parenthood have children and raise children.
Right. And contraception accounted for about 34% of the services that they provide. Contraception is a huge, important service for women. And this is according to the GAO report that was released in March. And it looked at data from 2010 to 2012. Now, to further break that down, the contraception. Reversible contraception patients were 2.1 million. Emergency contraception kits, 1.4 million. This is for the men.
Oh, yeah.
Vasectomies, 4,166. And female sterilization procedures, 822.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, they also provide pregnancy testing. About 1.1 million tests were done in 2013 alone. And prenatal care. About 18,684 people in 2013.
Wait a minute. Prenatal care. Mm-hmm. Planned Parenthood does prenatal care. That means
yes, they do.
They're helping women who are going to have a baby.
Yes.
Prenatal care. That's a very, very important service. And that's not being highlighted in today's debate about Planned Parenthood at all.
Guys, let me tell you something. Guys and gals, women and men, ladies and gents, if you love babies, you got to love you some women because we are the ones that make them. We're the baby making factories.
Oh, yeah.
We're the place where it happens. This is the laboratory.
Mm-hmm. You're the womb.
Yes, we need to be taken care of. And guess what, folks? Planned Parenthood also provides a very important service, to society in general. The testing of sexually transmitted diseases and the treatment of sexually transmitted diseases. That accounts for 42% of the services they provide.
Wow.
That is nearly half. 40% is a lot.
Yeah.
And the GAO calculated about 41% in 2012 was provided by its affiliates. 4.5 million tests and treatments were provided in 2013. That's the largest proportion of medical service that Planned Parenthood provides.
It's sexually transmitted disease screening and treatment.
Mm-hmm.
It's another service that is very important for any people having sex.
Here's something else. Cancer prevention. Yes, Planned Parenthood does that too. They give you pap smears. They screen for cervical cancer. They do about half a million women get screened for that a year. And they do about 500,000 breast exams. Do you got a mother, grandmother, sister, auntie?
Daughter? Niece.
Right? Do you care about their body's health? I have friends who've lost their mothers to breast cancer.
Mm-hmm. And the breast cancer awareness is something that is really, really big in the community, where we are trying to make people aware of that disease and then how it's prevented. And here's a clinic that does it with a large majority of their services.
Yes. So don't get fooled by the conservative right telling you to worry about the fetuses or the fact that fetal tissue is being sold and bought. It's not. It's a lie. You're being lied to, and they're pushing your emotional buttons to try to take away women's rights to take care of their bodies.
And if you're truly interested in medical procedures and the disposal of human tissue, you should research it, and you should see all the operations and all the things that happen to people and what they do with things they take out, with the disease cells, and what they do with the pathology of it, how it's used to actually determine ways to prevent disease. Dig into it and look at it. It's not pretty, but it's being done in all the hospitals and all the clinics because it's called science.
And Planned Parenthood does it too. They participated in over 70 research projects, according to an annual report from 2013 to 2014.
Wow.
All of this, by the way, can be found at the link for the CNN article that I took this information from on our website at kpppfm.com.
And just go under the podcast link and you can look at this podcast and you can see the links below it.
Mm-hmm. Now, according to the Guttmacher Institute, publicly funded family planning in 2013 helped women avoid 2 million unintended pregnancies. That's a lot.
Yeah.
And by providing millions of women with contraception that they need, that they want, so that they can finish their school, so that they can have careers, so that they can do more with their lives, so that they can actually provide for children that they want someday. Without those services, the rates of unintended pregnancies and unplanned births and abortions would rise 60%.
Wow. Wow, that's huge.
So if you are a person that believes in the sanctity of life, then you should care about giving women the tools that they need to plan for life. Yes, we are the best equipped to make those decisions about life plannings because we are the life creators. And we have a right to our bodies and to the decision-making of our bodies. When women did not have legal abortions, they had illegal abortions, and women died. Women are going to do whatever they need to do. Now, this Guttmacher Institute also says 27% of all women in the United States who obtained contraceptive services did so at publicly funded health centers like Planned Parenthood. That's almost a third.
And if you remember Elizabeth Warren in the beginning of this podcast, she talked about the location of Planned Parenthood clinics that made it more accessible to the communities that they serve. And that it's different than going down to the major hospital and trying to get into the OBGYN clinic. This is a clinic exclusively focused on women's health and reproductive health.
Exactly. And if you're just listening in, today's topic is Planned Parenthood, how the Republicans want to defund Planned Parenthood on the heels of the release of this highly edited video from this highly questionable group that has been trying to sensationalize something at the Planned Parenthood as if fetal tissue research and use hasn't been around before. Oh no. And they just put a name on it, Chop Shop.
Yeah.
And now they've got all of these lawmakers on Capitol Hill talking about taking away the healthcare services that are provided by clinics like Planned Parenthood and Planned Parenthood to be defunded because, oh no, this fake thing over here. So this Guttmacher Institute put out a report on family planning and health reform. We can provide a link for you at KPPPLPFM. That is right there where the podcast is.
Yeah, just click on the podcast link or listen live and on air. The podcasts are on that page also.
Exactly. Now, inside this report, they gave some information that's really important for folks who are considering that Planned Parenthood should be defunded. You need to understand what we are dealing with in America. Okay, so half of U.S. pregnancies, that's more than 3 million every year, are not intended pregnancies. More than 3 million women, for whatever reason, some of those are rape.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, by the age of 45, more than half of all U.S. women will have had half of all U.S. women will have had an unintended pregnancy. Is this any surprise to people? Because I want you to know, rape isn't some rare thing that happens once in a blue moon.
No, the stats are really high. 3 in 5 women, and higher with women of color. There's a lot of rapes happening, and rapes...
1 in 5 college women.
Yes, rapes can end up in pregnancies. A very unintended pregnancy.
Right. And barriers to access are particularly salient for those disadvantaged by poverty. Now, in America, more than 19 million women need publicly supported contraceptive services. 19 million women.
Wow.
And of those in need, 5.8 million, that's over 30%, have no insurance. Folks, listen, the same people that want to take away a woman's reproductive rights are the same people that want, that have tried to vote to defund Obamacare, as they call it, over 50 times, as Elizabeth Warren was saying at the beginning of our podcast. Ridiculous.
It is, very much.
It's like they're trying to re-enslave women into the status of chattel.
Yep.
Property.
That's totally right on. You're speaking truth there.
And that is really regressive behavior. It's like they're trying to take us backwards in time where we had no rights. I think this is also being done to people of color in this country.
Oh, most definitely.
And conservatives need to look at the consequences of the things they're doing and who they're doing it to. 19 million women need contraceptive services in this country. They're your moms. They're your cousins. They're your aunties.
And a third of them are uninsured, like you said, too. And so that the clinics provide affordable health care also because they aren't parts of hospitals. There are subsidies that come in from donations, fundraisers, all sorts of funding will come in to help people. They do charge, but then they also have a lot of free services also. And those 30% of women that don't have health insurance, you know, it's really important that they actually have affordable access to health care.
And I said, 1 in 5 women at the college level gets raped in this country. That's the stats. About 1 in 3 women in general will be raped before they get to the age of 18, many times more than once. And is it any wonder, given those statistics and the reality, the fact that in women of color, Native women, Black women, Latina women, it's half of us. And as I said earlier, half of women will experience an unintended pregnancy. That's a lot. That's half of all women.
Yes, yes, it is.
And we want to defund the only place that gives especially poor people of color access to health care, the same people that have five times more chances of having an unintended pregnancy.
Wow.
Just like they have many more chances of being raped. That's really cruel. It's sick. It sickens me. I'm mad as hell.
Yes, we should be
and
mad.
And I'm not going to take it anymore.
That's right. We shouldn't. We should be outraged. We should be outraged at Congress for doing this.
Why is the GOP waging this war on women? They really are. I think Mike Huckabee recently said that if he was president, he would send troops.
Troops?
Did you hear this? He'd send out the National Guard.
The National Guard.
To Planned Parenthood or something.
Like, oh, really?
Or abortion clinics. It was some ridiculous, I don't even know. It was just so gross.
That sounds ridiculous, but also it's ridiculous what they're doing. You know, and it's the whole idea that this is going to actually solve this problem of unintended pregnancies is ludicrous. You know, what is their plan for the babies that are going to be born? They're going to need care. What is their plan for the poverty that will be created from having all these new babies that women did not want to have and couldn't have?
Nicolae Ceaușescu decided to take away women's rights to their reproductive health. And there was a bunch of unintended pregnancies that occurred right about the same time in American history where we passed safe legal abortions. And our crime rate in the United States was skyrocketing for a while. It was just going up, 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 up. And then, boom, women could have safe legal abortions. There was more access to contraception, right?
Yes.
70s was when, right after the women's movement,
because
that happened in the 60s, the women's movement.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. What were they asking for?
They were asking for, equality, to be treated as equal human beings, to have equal pay, equal status in society, access to women's health care, access to abortion, and to be treated as humans, and they even tried the Equal Rights Amendment, which would make it illegal to discriminate based on gender, on sex. They used the word sex. And that actually passed Congress as a constitutional amendment, but then it didn't get ratified by the states that needed it. North Dakota ratified it, and then their legislature turned around and unratified it. And that ERA amendment never made it as an amendment to the Constitution.
Boo! North Dakota. Shame on North Dakota for their anti-women policies.
Oh, most definitely.
That's not the only one either.
No.
Didn't they recently have to hang their heads in shame and just admit that they passed an early abortion ban bill?
Yeah, unconstitutional law was passed.
That's what the court said anyway.
Yeah, because, the Constitution is the top law of the land, and it's not about states' rights when it comes to human beings.
Oh my goodness, that was prophetic speech. And we're talking about women, the life givers. And you know what? They deserve the opportunity to plan their lives. The consequences of defunding Planned Parenthood for women and for families is horrible. Women have, from the 70s forward, we haven't even had the right to vote for very long.
No.
Heck, we haven't had the right to be self-sufficient, property-owning humans that weren't property themselves for very long.
Right.
And it has given women self-sufficiency, educational opportunities, economic opportunities that have bettered the lives of their families and their progeny, their grandchildren.
And the whole community.
That's right.
Women are part of the community.
Mm-hmm. You're a feminist, aren't you, Duke?
I guess so. You know, I believe in women being able to have their own determination to be humans, to be equal to men, that we need to get rid of this misogyny. We We need to get rid of this sexism. We need to get rid of this racism and this patriarchy. So if that makes me a feminist, yeah, I'm proud of it because those are the things I stand for.
This is Cindy Gomez-Shemp, and I'm a feminist.
And this is Duke Gomez-Shemp, and I'm a feminist.
And you are listening to KPPPLPFM. We're broadcasting online through 365 Live. And soon, you can find us on your radio dial at FM 88.1, adding local color to your airwaves. We want to hear what you think. Are you a feminist? Do you think women should have the right to plan their lives? Or do you think that they should be taken back to chattel property days?
Yeah. And if you're not a feminist, tell us why. Give us a call at 701-566-0917. Leave a message and get into this discussion. We could play your comments on the air, or we could just take your emails and we could read about it.
That's right. And check us out on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at media_PPP. Send us an email. Cindy at kpppfm.com. Duke at kpppfm.com. Keep it clean, folks. We can and we will use your comments on air or your messages. So keep it PG rated so that everyone out there can hear what you have to say.
Exactly.
We appreciate all of your comments, your questions. You've been listening to KPPPLPFM. I want to leave you with this thought. Women deserve our respect.
Definitely.
And I heard a little something in the background there.
I think you were hearing some respect.
Is that it?
I think it is.
Hey, GOP, listen up. You better respect women.